What about on one of these portable water containers that you might take out on the road with you if you're working? That thing that you mash or press to get the water to come out?
Water cooler?
Yes. What about the thing that the water comes out of?
Spout.
Right. Ever heard people around here say spigot or stick it?
I don't think so.
Have you heard that? As hot as it is now, it's kind of hard to believe it ever gets cold around here, but do you have very cold winters?
Yes, we have pretty cold winters. It's dropped down into, last year once or twice it went to zero. Not so long ago, about a day and a half.
Have you ever had any trouble with your pipes?
No trouble. Got my pipe well secured.
Well, some people, if I got up in the morning and tried to turn on the water, nothing come out, what probably happened to the pipes?
I mean, them froze.
Mm-hmm. When they froze, freeze, do they always,
Right?
Yes.
Not all the time. Sometimes it thaw up. Mm-hmm. You're all right. Sometimes it's right.
That's it. Used to, if a man was going to buy a lot of flour, a pretty good amount of flour, what would that come in?
Flour.
Yes, sir. Like to cook with?
Mm-hmm. Well, used to you could say come in a barrel, but now they all come in sacks.
Is that right?
No more barrel flour. Sacks now.
Where did they cut that out?
That's been barrel flour been cut out for many years.
You mentioned it comes in sacks now. Mm-hmm. Do you have any kind of a sack that's made out of real rough material, real coarse, maybe that fertilizer or pecans, something like that would come in?
No, I don't have any. Not the flour. Flour sacks are made out of close mass pulp. So it won't sift it through.
Do you have anything like that coarse material I was talking about?
Oh, they get pecans and things like that in that kind of a kit.
What would you call that?
I don't know. Depending on if it's not croak sack, some things you get come in croak sack, and some things just a thin mass cloth.
That's it. Yeah. Say if you went to the grocery store and bought some things, what would the boy put your purchase in so you could carry it home with you?
He'd put it in a big paper sack.
That's right.
Do it in a big style.
That's it. Say if you used to, if a man wanted to buy a pretty fair amount of molasses, what would that come in?
Amount of molasses?
Yes.
Well, I believe that molasses have always come in gallons. And buy so many gallons.
Gallon cans?
Gallon buckets.
Gallon buckets. What about a pretty good amount of lard?
And you get that in five gallon can. And that 2 gallons. And you get a 3 gallon can.
You ever heard people around here talk about buying molasses or lard and buy a stand of lard? Stand of molasses?
I think so.
What about this thing that you could use if you were putting some gas from a can in an automobile so it wouldn't spill?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of broad at the top and gets narrow. You put the thing in the gas tank and pour it in.
The gas can?
Mm-hmm.